Ronnie Dunn. There's some story about Ronnie Dunn.
Ronnie Dunn was the best at paying his commission of anybody I ever booked. Most of them are good at, but there are a few of them that'll skip around you after you book them. I have my office out at 95th and Yale back up in the trees. We book him on the weekend. I got a bunch of contracts here. Price you wouldn't believe how little they are. But on Monday before noon, we see a little red sports car and him driving, coming up that driveway. It might not be but $25 or $35. You know, for $500, it'd be $50. And those were real good ones. In 3 or 4 years that we booked him, he never was a day late with paying his commission. And just wonderful. I like that band. He was in this contest out at Tulsa City Limits, Marlboro contest. Same thing as Garth Brooks did. I did a lot of those for them. Mm-hmm. It was a contest, and Ronnie put up his band on it. And they did good. They did real good. However, there was a little girl from out western Oklahoma that yodeled. Can't call her name right now, but she beat Ronnie Dunn by just a fraction. I mean, there's like one or two little numbers. But she got disqualified because they had a time limit that they could be on stage, and if they went over that time, they were disqualified no matter what their score was. She was getting such an applause as she did that yodel tune. She left stage. The band quit. She walked back out and takes a bow. That automatically discounted her. So it made Ronnie the winner. And then he goes to Nashville. That was the prize, go to Nashville to the national championship. He goes down there and wins it. Now, let me tell you who the judges were in Tulsa. It was Bob Cooper, John Woolley, John Henry. You know all three of those, I'm sure.
I do, yeah.
And the fourth one was Ray Bingham. So that's four guys. Well, John Henry's not with us anymore, but I see John Woolley often. The contest was in 88. We all got these jackets, and I found mine had never been worn. It says Judge Marlboro, 88. I was so proud that I found that 3 or 4 days ago. To me, it's kind of precious.
Yep. The name of the woman who was yodeling, was that Ramona Reed?
No, I know Ramona Reed. She lives down in southeast Oklahoma.
I just recently interviewed her for Voices of Oklahoma, and we have her on our website. And now she's like 90 years old, and she just sounded so spry, like a spring chicken, as we've said.
But, she still sings well.
Yeah.
This was a young girl. She came back the next year and won the contest, and then went to Nashville and got defeated down there. But she was very, very talented. I can't remember her name right now. I was booking her a little bit, and then she fell in love. You don't want to book a group because somebody in that group thinks they're all coming to see him, and just when you get it going good, they'll bail on you. You don't want to sign up long-term with a group because very few of them stick together very long. I love to book ladies. I love to hear ladies sing better than men, and I like ladies better than I do men. But doggone, put a lot of effort into it, and then they become mamas. And there's one thing good about the Peggy Raines deal, because she was past that stage. Her kids were already grown.
Yeah.